Hello and welcome to this episode of the ESG Fitness Podcast. I don't actually know exactly what I'm going to talk about today, but I do have three things I want to talk about and then maybe something else. We'll see. So the first thing I'm going to tell you about is my Invisalign. So for those of you who have been following very closely on my Invisalign journey, I'm sure there are exactly none of you. I think so. I'm at the end, right? I'm technically at the end of what they said. So it must have been about a year, I guess. Or anyway, it's been 32 aligners worth of straightening my teeth. So I went in and they were like, okay, you are going to need a few more aligners. And I was like, yeah, because those bottom teeth, I'm not happy with them yet. Okay, fine. So anyway, I go back in, 16 more aligners, 16, right? And the reason that I'm laughing about this is because honestly, this is just the fat loss analogy that just keeps on giving. And the reason for this is that, and I'm going to come on to why it's harder to lose fat, the less fat you have to lose, but that last little bit of fat to lose, that last 5 pounds or so, it is by far the hardest. Much like that, probably those last little bits of like getting your teeth straight are by far the hardest. And this actually kind of links into the 80-20 principle. I think the best way to, or the analogy that clicks for me the most with the 80-20 principle, not analogy, example that clicks for me most, is if you're making something like a presentation, it probably takes you 20% of the time to do 80% of the content, but then to make it flow perfectly and to add in some references and to make it all look like nice and stuff, it takes like an extra 80% of time, right? Same kind of principle. It's like actually the start of something is often you make these huge big progresses with not that much effort or not that much time, and then to finish it off takes a hell of a lot of time. Maybe if you were writing a book or something, it's a good example as well. You probably get all of the content down pretty quickly, but then all of the little edits and making it perfect before it needs to be published, like that's the stuff that takes ages. And given that my whole life ethos is imperfect action, that's the stuff I struggle with. But I think most people do. Anyway, back to my Invisalign. So that's 16 more, right? And actually, I know I wrote it down here. I had 28 to start with. So that's like more than half more that I need to do. Now, what has been interesting about this as well is that because my teeth now look, I'm just going to pick myself up here, like quite good now, I am much less likely to actually wear my Invisalign because I'm like, oh, they look good without them, right? And because I had to have a tooth out at the bottom, I wasn't not going to wear them because it looked like I just had I just had this massive gap if I didn't have the Invisalign in, right? So I was very good at wearing them. But now I've become a bit more complacent. The exact same thing happens when you've got 5 pounds of fat left to lose. Mainly because you're like, I'm pretty much at my goal. Like, I'm all right with where I am. I'd like to lose a little bit more, but I don't want it that much. Which means you're like, oh, a little bit more complacent. You don't quite stick to stuff as much as you used to. And then what tends to happen is you kind of like trick yourself into thinking it doesn't work anymore. And maybe you need to lower your calories or maybe you need to do something drastic. And the most simple answer is you're just not being as adherent because you just don't want it quite as much. And you can get stuck in a bit of a loop of this, right? Where you see people really over-restricting during the week and then overindulging on the weekend again and kind of getting into that yo-yoing cycle. And it's not because the basics have stopped working. It's not because what got you all that previous fat loss has stopped working. It's normally because, one, you expect to see the same changes that you used to see and you're just not going to see them, right? I used to see that. I think probably I would see significant changes in how straight my teeth looked every like 2 weeks or so, right? Much like you might see significant weight loss in 2 weeks. When you've only got 5 pounds of fat to lose, you're not going to see that. I also don't expect to see, like, to the naked eye, really much change in my teeth at all, because it's smaller changes and that can make people less adherent and thus less likely to actually get the result that they want. So that was the first thing I wanted to say. And then that does kind of link to a discussion I had with someone this week who was telling me that it always seems way harder to lose that last little bit of fat. And like, quite frankly, that's because it is. But fat loss, and especially weight loss becomes harder, primarily just because you have less to lose. And there are a few reasons for this. Number one, your body will fight harder to defend its energy stores, aka body fat, when you have less of them, right? So in a practical sense, what does that mean? It's not starvation mode. It's not that your body's magically able to store calories that aren't there. It's because you have high levels of hunger and you will have a spontaneous reduction in movement. And then on top of that, you will also burn less calories at rest or doing any form of movement, because you are now a smaller person and you're carrying around less weight, and thus you need less energy to do literally anything, right? So as an example, if Jenny weighs 100 kilograms, then she will burn more calories walking 10,000 steps than the version of Jenny who weighs 80 kilograms because she's lost 20 kilograms of fat. This means that you then need to reduce your calories if you wanted to maintain the exact same deficit. But you don't necessarily have to maintain the same deficit, right? You might have started in quite a big deficit at 100 kilograms. Now you're 80 kilograms. That, I don't know, 500 calorie deficit might be closer to a 400 calorie deficit, but you're still in a deficit and you're still losing fat. So a lot of clients that I work with never reduce their calories. They're just technically in a slightly smaller deficit by the end of their diet. And then, as I've already mentioned, the most common aspect of this is that you become complacent. And this is because that cost benefit of further fat loss is swayed, right? So the benefit of further fat loss when you are already relatively lean and you're quite close to where you want to be isn't like that high, right? The cost is often higher than that. And when you've got this situation where the effort you need to put in to get the result you want isn't actually worth it for you, you tend to become less compliant. More complacent, less adherent. And that's exactly what I've noticed with Invisalign. Like, because my teeth are almost straight, I've noticed that I'm less and less likely to wear my aligners because I'm already relatively happy with the way that they look. And initially, that annoyance of wearing the aligners, or even for me, like the massive gap in the front of my teeth, like meant that the cost of wearing the aligners was definitely worth it for me. So I thought that was quite an interesting observation. And then the other thing that I have to give a shout out to someone who I don't know on Threads this week, who replied to one of my threads with this law called Goodhart's Law, right? And I just thought, this is just so spot on for scale weight. So this is an economics principle, and it states, or it's a law, it's an adage. I don't know what principle, law, adage, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, it's called Goodhart's Law, and it says, when a measure becomes a target, it ceases to be a good measure. And this translates so well into so many areas of life. So as an example, realistically, you don't want to lose weight. You might think that you do, but you don't. What you want are the health benefits that come alongside with losing weight. And most likely, how you think you will feel, look, perform, how confident you'll be, how you'll show up when you lose weight. Often, if not, I would say like the majority of the time, people get so fixated on the weight, i.e. the measure, that they don't realize that they've actually already achieved the outcome that they want. The amount of people that do check-ins and they're like, oh my God, I feel amazing. I'm fitting into my new dress. I'm so much stronger in the gym. I even went for that job application, but I'm really not happy with my results because I've only lost 2 pounds. And you just think like get some perspective. That is insane. So insane. Anyway, this also happens with things like wanting to make more money. So most people think they want to make more money, but normally they actually don't. They want the freedom that comes with what they could do with that money, right? How they spend that money, whether that's buying back their time, whether that's being able to go on holidays, make memories, whether that's even just, I think a huge element of making more money is actually being financially free. So you're not tied to anything else, you're not tied to anybody else, or you don't have to worry. You know, a lot of people are looking for, I want to be able to go into a supermarket, buy my shopping and not have to worry, like not really have to think about it, that level, right? But then people get so fixated on making more money that they don't realize that it started to reduce their freedom, right? So you end up working so many more hours that, yeah, sure, you're making more money, but now you have no time to do the things that you wanted to do with the money that you're making, right? And then that becomes a problem in itself because you've lost sight of why you actually wanted to do it. Like, money is just a value exchange, right? It's pointless without the act, like, spending it on things that you actually care about. And another example might be that you don't really want to hit a certain number on MyFitnessPal. You don't really want to hit a certain step target, right? What you want is the fat loss outcome. And sure, you need to be in deficit to lose fat, but you don't necessarily have to track your calories. And sure, you need to move more, but it doesn't necessarily have to be steps. And you don't have to hit a certain step target every day. And if you wanted to go for a cycle or something, that's fine as well. And you can get so fixated on these targets that you don't realize that you've actually achieved the outcome that you wanted. So make sure that you are not fixated on the metrics to the point that you lose sight of the outcome that you are actually working towards. That is my message for today. I was going to talk about something else, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to leave it there. There's also a Q&A coming up very shortly, and I hope you have fantastic weeks.